Okay, let's go on to Sig then, who's calling us from Bremerton.
Hi, Doctor. Yeah, a quick question and maybe another one if you've got time. On antioxidants, I've heard of astaxanthin, which is supposed to be really powerful. But do we need them? And if how do we know when we're taking too much or not enough?
Well, with the astaxanthin, I've never heard of an overdose of the stuff, sir. I really haven't. So I suspect that if you swallowed the whole contents of the whole bottle every day, you might get into a problem. But taking what's on the label, it's very unlikely. Now, I made a mistake, sir. I didn't look to see that there's a break supposed to be scheduled here, so there is. So if you'd hang on, we'll come right back to you. No commercial announcement, nothing like that. We'll get right back to you.
No problem. Thank you.
Okay, let's get right back to Sig here. I had to interrupt the poor fellow. Hi, Sig, still there?
Yes, still here. On the antioxidant, I know vitamin C that you recommend is also antioxidant, if I'm not mistaken.
Sure.
But you really can't overdose on that, on any of that stuff?
I suspect you could, sir, but you'd have to go to very, very large doses. And as you know, our intestines will tell us if we're taking more vitamin C than they want to absorb, just on that one vitamin. But otherwise, no, it's very unlikely. I know there is a lot of propaganda out there saying, oh, my goodness, antioxidants, you can really hurt yourself. But no, I don't see the hard evidence.
The other question I had when I urinate, I feel like I'm through and everything, but no matter what I do, it seems like when I tuck it back in, I get a drop or two in my underwear. Is that part of the prostate, or is that just kind of bowels getting old? I'm 75.
Well, I would be thinking about muscles, sir, because you know what's supposed to clamp down are the muscles. Are you using testosterone? At age 75, your odds of being low on testosterone without using supplemental are kind of high.
No.
Okay. Well, some of the guys who've had this happen have gone and gotten their testosterone total and free checked in the blood. Uh-oh, it's low. And then when they get some of that testosterone cream, they rub it on to as close as they can get to the muscle, the sphincter muscle from the bladder, which would be underneath that other organ there where we can feel the urethra coming down. And what do you know? It strengthened those muscles and it quits happening. But you only want to rub a little bit on there because the rest of it should get to the rest of the body.
Very good. Thank you, Doctor.
You're welcome, sir. And